So now we'll take it. Okay. So the first thing we said was, the first thing was we explained Rashi and Kol Be'emes Amru Halachi. So Rashi says, what does that mean? That, Midiyav Tam Lemilsei Nesha Mashbicho Ve'en Legam Gein B'Davar. There's no question about it. V'Noka Bolamas Nisim Be'emes. So why did the Mishnah have to add Be'emes? Shema Mino Kol Hecha D'Toni Be'emes Halacha Ve'en Lechaseim Legam Gein B'Davar. So he means that since he gave a time and it's clear, so what is he adding by Bemis? In other words, the Gemara wants to know, what is Lashon Bemis altogether? How does it fit into a Mishnah? So the Gemara says, from here, you can derive what it is. Because over here, he gave the time already, and time's good. So what is he adding by Bemis? What could he possibly be adding? He holds this way. So Bemis means that they were all aluminium. That's the only thing you can answer. So that's why whenever we see Be'emes, that's what it means. It means they were all aluminium. And there was Nifsak Alacha. And Ein Legam Gein, because that's the Psak, like the Gemara says, Ve'Hilchos. Okay. Now, what do we define next? Now he says, Amrav Nachman, Ubeina Gisos Shana. That this, which it says you could be mixed the kasha and the rach to improve, because it improves the taste. Okay, you don't have to tell them. That's only ben agisos, where it ferments together and it produces a good uniform tam, because one item brings out the tam of the other to a greater degree. But that's only if it ferments together. But if you ferment Cabernet Sauvignon, separate, and Merlot separately, you can't put it in a bottle and say it's 50% Merlot, 50% Cabernet Sauvignon, because that's not the same thing as where it was fermented together. The Merlot and the Cabernet were fermented together, because then they produce a very good taste. The Merlot brings out a taste in the Cabernet, and vice versa. So then if you mixed it afterwards, then you could not, it's an inferior product, it's a mixture. And a mixture you can sell as a superior product. Okay? Right. Fine. Now the Gemara says, but how come nowadays we mix it, even Shelo Ben Agisos? So the Gemara says, now everybody knows. So if they know, so there's nothing to talk about. Because since they all know, so they were mochel, like Rashi says. You don't need more than that. So then the Gemara says, Rav Acha says, no. He says, who is this? This is a special Tana named Rabbi Acha. And he held that by Dover HaNitam, you don't have to tell him. So that's a machlokis, because Rabbi Yacha was an individual that argued with the Chachamim. So the first teretz holds, you have to tell him. Second teretz says that if he's allowed full inspection of the product, and he decides he wants it, so he has full gemiras das, because he only cares about himself. And himself, he's totally satisfied. So he has full gemiras das, so then it's good. Now, what do the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim hold, even so, you have to tell him. Why? Because if you would tell him psychologically, he would reject it. So Rabbi Acha maintains, I don't care about psychological factors. Because as long as he had full inspection and he's fully happy with it, there's no Gneivus Das whatsoever. He has first-hand experience. But the Chachamim say no. Since he knows that would be considered inferior, and in the world they're going to be makbid on it, so that might change the information might change his decision psychologically, and that's also Gneivus Das. So the question is Gneivus Das on material factors only, or does it include the world of psychological determinants? as well. Okay? That reminds me, like, for instance, the Rav one time said in Tsar by Nezikin, it's only material Tsar. But he said, for instance, I have a fear of heights. If we were on the third floor, so if somebody would take me and push me next to this window, I'd be frightened. So he said, I have Tsar. But he wouldn't owe me anything because it's only psychological Tsar. So the question is whether a psychological factor is a factor. You see, in Ezekiel we say it's not. But here in Gemiras Das, it's machlokas. Now, in value, they're both the same. Because the value is going to be the same. Since it's 50% Merlot, 50% Cabernet, it's going to come to the same price. But that's if it were a lower price, then there wouldn't be any Shiloh. You couldn't do it because that's simply Onos Mama. But if the price is identical, the question is it Gnevis Das? Okay, now we're doing the Shmarim. So he's saying you can't take Shmarim from one barrel and give it and switch the barrels, switch the Shmarim from the barrels. Because the shmarim from one barrel is going to be pogame the other wine, because it's only the shmarim that are fermented with it that go with it. When the shmarim ferment with the wine, the tastes are complementary. But if you take the shmarim from one fermentation and mix it with another fermentation, even though you're giving them the same amount of shmarim, it's no good because it's not complementary because it wasn't fermented together. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, so what's the chiddush?
It seems the chiddush is that you're even allowed to put the shmarim as the chiddush.
What is Russian? I couldn't figure out this one. Shofan, yeah. Tanya Nami Achi doesn't add anything, right?
I don't really know. Tanya Nami Achi. If you don't mean Shofan Yayin Lechavero, what does that mean, Shofan Yayin Lechavero?
A person pours out wine for his chaver, wants to sell it.
Oh, okay. He's pouring him wine.
He pours out slowly so that the shmarim remain in the bottle.
Okay. There's lo ya'arv shal amesh b'shal yom, lo shal yom b'shal amesh, amarv shal amesh b'shal amesh b'shal yom b'shal yom. But ma'arv means you're mixing
the shmarim. Yeah, because, well, he's going to mix it. In other words, you want to sell him, you want to sell him the clear wine, so you carefully pour it, that shvia, and the shmarim are left in the bottom. Now you take the shmarim and put it in a separate container and you sell him the wine that you cleared for him, and you sell him the shmarim. And he can do what he wants with the shmarim.
Right.
Okay, maybe he wants to squeeze them again, maybe whatever he wants. He wants to put them back in the wine, whatever.
But he wants them to match. He wants the shmarim to match.
But the shmarim have to match.
Okay.
Because the shmarim that are fermented with this wine have a complementarity exists between them.
Yeah, they go out with the wine that they came from.
Right.
Okay.
So you can't give him the clear wine from one barrel and the shmarim from another barrel to go with this wine, which was where the shmarim were not fermented in.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay, because it's not a match.
Right.
Okay. So we're doing the Ram now. The Rambam is saying, what's his first halacha is? You can't even add one shmarim, one little grape in there, right? Because you're displacing the wine. But if he emptied the barrel, one barrel of wine into another, like Rashi, and the clear liquid went into the other barrel, he could later take the shmarim that was in the bottom of that first barrel and pour it into the second barrel. Why? Because the quantity of shmarim is the true quantity that came with the wine, and that the buyer expects. But if you have a barrel of wine, you can't add extraneous shmar, because then you'd be displacing the wine with a foreign object.
Right.
Now, let's say you had, according to the Rambam, clear wine, and I put in 15 shmar. Not a lot of. But let's say I had a barrel of wine and shmarim. I have a clear bottle of wine. I could put the shmarim, a barrel of wine. Now I could put the shmarim that the wine was fermented with into that. That's no problem.
Right.
Because that's shmarav. So why is that good? I am displacing the wine.
In the case where it originally came from, are you asking?
Right.
Right. What does the middle case mean, then?
And what's the middle case?
Afil shmarim shal amesh b'shmarim shal yalmaser.
Oh, that's aim marvin what? Shmarim b'shmarim.
Also, I shmarim b'im b'ayim b'im b'shem and afil kol shu.
Yeah.
The afilu shmarim shal emesh v'shmarim shal yom aser. What does that mean?
Afilu shmarim shal emesh.
Is that like a totally different case now? Now you're not selling wine, you're selling shmarim?
No, it has to be the same case.
Right.
Sounds like it, huh?
Yeah, it sounds like the same case. So what does it mean? It means the wine has shmarim shal yom. What does that mean?
He seems to. That's the end of the round?
Yeah, that's the middle. Last case is Avlin Ira Yavni Kli Kli, no such marvel Zoho.
I think maybe the Rambam means like this. You can't displace a product with another product. So if you use other shmarim, so since the other shmarim don't belong to this wine, so that has a din of displacement. Because you're using a foreign element that you're mixing into the wine. But if it's the shmarim from this very wine, that's not a foreign element. So therefore, you're simply selling in the wine with its net with the shmarim that naturally were there. But if it's shmarim that weren't naturally there, that you can't do.
Right.
That's what he's saying.
Right.
It's like in a health store, you have things like that. Like sometimes they'll sell you the product unrefined.
Yeah, right.
So that would mean that the unrefined part was never taken out.
Right.
That's okay.
You can't add it in.
But you can't right, you can't take a clear bottle and add from another unrefined product into that, because it's a foreign element. It's a foreign element. In other words, people sell wine on the shmar. Of course, it's not a foreign element, so that's why they sell it. So that's good. Or you could buy it clear. It depends what the guy will decide. But if it's shmarim from another source, so then it's considered a foreign product. That's considered displacement.
Right.
And that's us. It's interesting. According to Rambam, it's a bechiddush. It's a fine concept.
I mean, even though you could sell such a thing as unrefined, you can't make unrefined wine.
That's right. In other words, even though you could sell me bread that didn't have the bran removed, but you can't sell me bread that had the bran removed and add in other bran.
Right. You can't add it, right?
You can't, because the other bran is a foreign element.
Right.
And I didn't buy that.
Right.
But if it's its own brand, So then you're selling me a full product that was not refined. That's okay. That's an interesting law.
Right. Even though it's like almost, it looks the same at the end of the day.
That's right.
Right. That's the always the case of like when they sell
wheat. That's an ingenious shot.
They sell wheat with stones mixed in sometimes.
Like now the Rambam says, he says, even shmarm shel emesh.
What does that mean? What's the case there?
That means that the shmarm shel emesh are almost the same as the shmarm shel, they're the same in quality. Because he, because the shmarm shel emesh, so it's the same shmarm, he's not willing to crush. So he's saying, but still it's a foreign object. Because it came from another processing system.